let's establish something from the start here. The hurricane baby thing, totally real. There have been a bunch of studies that look at birth rates after big natural disasters, and there is evidence that, in fact, starting about 9 months after a hurricane, you can expect a baby boom in a lot of places. But when you start digging into the research, there are some surprises about why that might be.
People are sexually active, and that's not going to change.
Dr. Afra Leiser Whalen is a professor of sociology at the University of Texas, and a couple of years ago, she worked on a study of contraceptive use after Hurricane Ike. What Leiser Whalen and her colleagues found is that the hurricane disrupted access for women who depended on birth control. It put strain on groups that already had a well-documented history of disparities in access to care.
And we found that African-American women particularly had a hard time accessing the Depo-Provera shot. We also found all women engaged in unprotected sex.
That Depo-Provera is a hormone injection form of birth control. The shot has to be given every 12 weeks to keep working. Clinics shut down, women get displaced far from their providers. Unprotected sex happens. In one study, researchers saw a 60% drop in family planning services among women who evacuated after Hurricane Katrina. That study concluded with the recommendation that there needs to be better planning to make sure women have access to their contraceptives before and after a storm. In the meantime, Leiser Whalen suggests thinking a little differently about what it means to stay safe during and after a hurricane.
Perhaps stocking up on condoms and using condoms in the meantime.
For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.